Welcome into 95 Country Must Do's, brought to you by your friends at United Mississippi Bank and Stein Lumber Company. And today we are so honored to have, I'm really thrilled to have you here, Tance Hughes. Tance, how are you, buddy?
Good morning. I'm doing good. How are you?
I should say sir, because... How does it feel when you, looking back on what you've done, what is that like?
It feels fast.
Yeah.
You know, we've been in business for 13 years, started when I was 17, and I turned 30 last year. So it feels fast, and I feel like I have a long way to go.
Yeah. Well, it's a good feeling. That's a good way to think about it. Indeed. Southern Designs, 4894 Highway 84 of Vidalia, coming soon to the former Kmart building. You guys have gone in, and I never realized that building is as big as it is.
It's big. Yeah. You know, it's 80,000 square feet. Wow. Our current facility in Vidalia is about 35,000. So, you know, we're tripling about the amount of total space that we have because, you know, we're expanding into Natchez. We're not relocating. Mm-hmm. We're still using our facility in Vidalia.
Right.
So combined square footage, we're going to have triple the amount of space. And, you know, it's just, yeah, it's a big building. It was sitting there going to waste. And so we're excited to be putting some new life into that place, built in 1968.
I remember when that was built. It was, I think, a company.
Howard Brothers.
Howard Brothers, yeah, mm-hmm. Which was across the highway where the bowling alley is now.
I'm not sure.
It was.
Okay.
I do remember that. And it was Gibson's before that. And I bought my first pair of water skis when I was probably about 8 years old.
That sounds dangerous.
It was. I was a pretty good skier, though. Anyway. All right. Let's a little bit of history about you. In 2008, you had a T-shirt business. And we're going to skip forward to 2021. You purchased the old Kmart building. $2.42 million expansion. 30 jobs. Another 30 jobs on the way by 2023. You and your brother, you're the CEO, and your brother Seth, the COO, and you have three businesses, actually, right?
Well, so our company houses three brands, I guess you say, divisions.
Brands,
So, you know, three direct-to-consumer e-commerce brands on the internet, Metal Unlimited, Cut Maps, and, of course, Carter & Main, our mm-hmm. peel and stick wallpaper brand. So those are our three main divisions under the company, but I have lots of other things going on too, so I can't stop.
So big things coming in the future other than what's been made obvious?
Yeah, well, you know, so before I get to a future plan for the Kmart property, which we've got to stop calling it that. It's the Southern Design.
Southern Design property.
Right? I call it that.
Let me take that off there. No more Kmart. But, okay, bye-bye.
But yeah, so, you know, we actually... We're involved in a new online app for Shopify merchants who can actually list our products and sell them on their own stores now, and that's been exciting. We launched that a couple months ago, but actually at the at our Natchez facility, not known as Kmart,
yes,
we are hoping to break ground here in about a month and a half, 2 months on the first of a few retail buildings out front to house businesses. One of them, actually, I will be opening up. It's a franchise of PJ's Coffee of New Orleans. So it's a drive-through or dine-in coffee shop, gourmet coffee shop, similar to, you know, like a Starbucks or a mm-hmm. CC's Coffee House, but with that New Orleans flair that I think everybody here knows and loves. And it's hopefully going to be open by the end of the year. We're really excited about that. And then we have another tenant that is that we cannot announce just yet that will be going in there, as well as many potential tenants that we're in discussions with right now.
Excellent. When can we announce it? Look forward to hearing who that is.
Hopefully in a couple of months. Okay. You know, we're still kind of finalizing everything, but it's mm-hmm. happening.
All
it's
right.
coming, yeah.
Good deal. All right, let's see. I'll go back part of your history now. Such a brilliant career you've had so far. Started Southern Designs at 17, you said that. You were named the Kisatchee Delta Entrepreneur of 2010. And how old were you then, like 19?
20.
20? Wow. Top 10 fastest growing company in Louisiana 2017. One of 10 Louisiana growth leaders in 2019. Majority of businesses around the Miss Lou and around the world, actually, suffered dramatically from COVID. Their profits at best decreased, and in worst case scenario, they just went completely out of business. ShopVac was one of those companies.
Everybody knows that they suffered or went out of business?
Went out of business.
I had no clue.
Yeah, I was at Home Hardware several months ago, and
the
district manager told me that.
That's bizarre.
I know, and you can't even find them anymore. So I don't know if somebody's going to pick that up or whatever.
Absolutely, they
will. Anyway, but your products, feel-good products. I mean, You actually excelled and made more money last year than with COVID going on than ever.
As a company, our revenues just over doubled last year. You know, we've been on a fast growth trajectory. I think COVID accelerated that in 2020. You know, we see a little bit of what I would say normalizing or stabilizing this year. You know, things are starting to kind of get back to normal, not to the levels of pre-COVID, but, you know, we grew a lot last year because people were sitting at home and couldn't get out. So they got on our website and started spending money, which we were happy about. But yeah, I mean, you know, it's changed a lot of things. We're very grateful for it. I know so many people did struggle or suffer during the pandemic, and, you know, I'm thankful that we didn't, and we're trying to be good stewards of what, you know, we received as a result of that.
Mm-hmm. Well, your products are feel good. You know, people look at it, and it takes their mind off COVID or whatever else is ailing them.
That's right.
And it's just a joy to get something to ship to your house. You open it up, and there it is. And
absolutely.
Fantastic.
Absolutely.
That's a brilliant idea. Congratulations again.
Thank you.
All right. So what can, you know, as far as like potential future job opportunities with your company?
Yeah. So, you know, the facility's still being worked on over there. We're not hiring just yet. And that's going to kind of come in phases, but we're always busy during the holidays, so I know a lot of hiring will come closer to the holidays this year. But, you know, we are an e-commerce company. I mean, yeah, we're a manufacturer, and that's a piece of our business, but we really see ourselves as an e-commerce company. And we've actually been discussing recently some of those job opportunities. You know, we're looking for web developers. We're looking for people who can make content specific to our needs for the internet. And, you know, we're always looking for good people in general. We definitely hire good people as opposed to what a piece of paper might say about you. But it's more about what we know about you and how we feel about you. I can teach a lot of people how to do tasks, but if you're not if you're not good people, that doesn't help out. You know, we have a culture that we try to grow and sustain at our place. And it's not just about a race to the top, but it's about how we all work together on a daily basis. And that's what's important. So if you're good people, we're definitely looking for you regardless of your skill set.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. Are you ever going to have like a storefront?
You know, we discussed that because that was something we were going to maybe try to put in up there. I don't believe we will. I think we're just going to stay, you know, it's essentially going to be a closed facility. I mean, you can come in. It's not like it's like locked up and you can't get in, but there's not going to be anything for the public in there, at least not initially. Uh-huh. But the facility's come in a couple phases. You know, we're moving phase one in by the end of July, getting it stood up and going, and then we're going to come back in and build out a nice big office space and an entrance there at those front doors that everybody knows. And a store was part of those plans. I think right now we're going to wait a little bit longer. And the other thing is, you know, we want to stay in our lane and do what we're good at, which is online sales. And we don't want to just open up a retail business for the sake of doing it. Right. We want to stay in our lane and do what we're good. And maybe we can partner with somebody to, you know, maybe sell retail for us in a brick and mortar setting around here maybe one day as well. So
that's cool. Yeah. That's cool. At your reception last week over at your new facility on John on Junction Drive, we had both mayors, Natchez and Vidalia, speaking, and they both were talking about combining efforts, being not Vidalia, not Natchez,
right?
Not Natchez, not Vidalia, but the greater Miss Lou.
Yeah.
What's your take on that?
I spoke about that as well. I feel very passionately about that. You know, I live in Vidalia. My kids go to, or my one of my kids goes to school in Natchez. The other one's 9 weeks old.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You know, my
homeschool.
Yeah. My in-laws live in Natchez. My parents live in Vidalia. We have business in both towns. I'm on both sides of this river every day, you know, and I see it as one big community. And so I'm all about the regionalism, what Natchez Inc. has done. Mm-hmm. You know, Heather Malone coming over from the Vidalia side, the city of Vidalia contributing to Natchez Inc. I just think that's incredible. And, you know, a little shout out to Heather. Heather's leaving us. She's moving. I actually went to her going away party last night, and it's bittersweet. You know, congrats to Heather, but she's been a valuable asset for our community. And the way that she and Chandler have gotten together and partnered between Natchez and Vidalia and the local governments here is really incredible. And it's a testament to, if you look at the type of projects they've been involved in, whether big or small, It's been awesome to see how our region has grown and benefited from that. And you look at the trajectory that our community is on now. You know, there's a lot of good things happening around here, and not all because of Natchez Inc. specifically, but they've been a big part of some of these bigger industries coming here and smaller as well. And I hope that we can continue that going forward. I'm a huge proponent of regionalism.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the movie industry has kicked it up a notch or two, and we have some great filmmakers that are now living here and picking up properties right and left, it looks like.
No kidding.
Yes, indeed. So, like you said, it's all coming together. And something that you've never seen in your lifetime, you and I discussed this before we went on. Of course, I grew up here back in the 60s, and I was looking at some pictures recently. It's been a while now, but a picture of a Faraday Christmas parade on one of the side streets in Faraday. And it was just like packed with people, and now you it's packed with nothing, you know. Yeah. And so we're turning that around here in the Mistloot.
Hopefully, absolutely,
it'll be contagious for the entire area. Let's talk a little bit about your different brands. Of course, Metal Unlimited, that is the your main source.
That's the
right?
flagship.
That's the flagship, right? And exactly what is that?
Laser cut wall art, personalized with people's names, home addresses, business names, business logos, any kind of custom messaging. You know, we custom cut that inside our facility. That's kind of how we got started, or with this pivot from screen printing into e-commerce. And so that's really what we do. We cut it, we powder coat it so you can hang it outside. It doesn't rust, anything like that. It's really high quality, and it's very affordable. And that's really where we've kind of made a name for ourselves.
Right. And your brother, Seth, the COO, he's
right.
hands-on. He's one of the guys that runs the plasma cutters?
Yeah. So they're laser cutters, not plasmas. We started with plasma, and now we're on to laser, which is higher quality. Yeah. You know, really, I was saying the other day, I was like, he's really the chief production officer. Like, he is just all things production. He can run those machines, fix those machines, you know, work with the crews, whether night or day. I mean, he is all things production. And he and I are partners in this thing 50-50. We work so well together, and we are polar opposites, but yet we are great partners in business. And I love the fact that I get to work with my brother on a daily basis, and he stays in his lane and I stay in my lane, and I trust him, he trusts me, and that's how a good partnership should be.
Absolutely.
Just like this Natchez Vidalia thing, right?
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Yeah, that's right. No friction needed.
Mm-mm,
cut it out.
Not at all.
Indeed. Okay, cutmaps.com, that is really a cool
business.
So,
Cutmaps, we actually acquired that company. We actually moved them here from Virginia in 2019. So,
Did you bring some of them with the company?
We didn't have any employees come down with it. It was a small outfit. I think they had 3 or 4 employees, but the guys that owned that company owned other businesses, and so they also wanted to keep their staff. But my friend Dan, who owned that company, helped me transition it down, and so as a result, we were able to hire a couple of locals to pick up that brand and move forward with us. So while we didn't bring anybody here, we did create a couple of jobs through that acquisition back in 2019, and it's personally my favorite product line that we manufacture and sell. I love maps. I love geography. I think maps are just really cool.
Okay, the map you presented, the Mississippi
Economic Development Authority, yeah. Director John Roundsville. Yeah, it was a lot.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, it was a so it's a map of Mississippi laser cut out of wood and stained, and all of the highways.
Yeah,
those are state highways and interstate highways that go through the state. A lot of people mistake it for like counties or something. No, it's like highways, and it just shows the fabric of the state and how you travel around the state. And of course, we have that for all 50 states and a variety of countries as well.
Oh, really? Cool, cool. And you can make those in any size?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Okay, Carter and Main. I didn't realize it was Carter Street and Vidalia and Main Street, Natchez. That's pretty clever.
Vidalia and Natchez. Once again, regionalism gets brought up. You know, we were trying to think of a cool little name for this brand. We started it around the time that we acquired Cutmaps. And we said, what's something that we can name it that is local but isn't just the same, like Mistloot this or Vidalia this or whatever, Southern this? And we said Carter Street and Main Street, the two main, I guess, streets of these two towns. And I don't want it to sound like I'm leaving out Faraday, but I'm just, or any other outlying community, but Vidalia Natchez is where I'm at, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I said, hey, Carter Street and Main Street, Carter and Main, and it sounds kind of like high end.
Yeah,
or,
it does.
You know, it sounds kind of, what is that, you know? And so myself and Jess and Jessica, who worked with me at the time, we kind of came up with this name, Carter and Main, and it was just another way for us to, you know, relate back to our local community and show that, you know, we're doing this for our home. And not a lot of people know that. So I think a lot of people maybe are finding out now because we're talking about it.
Well, you've got wallpaper on there. I didn't really go through it. With much depth.
The main product line is peel and stick wallpaper. It's temporary, so you can pull it down after a while. It doesn't hurt your paint. Of course, unless you've not prepared your wall correctly. A lot of people, they'll pull it off, and it might have a little paint come off, and they get mad, and we'll figure it out. Well, these walls weren't even primed. It doesn't matter what you put up here, the paint's going to come off. But if your walls are properly prepared, this does not hurt your paint. Yeah. It's easy to put up, no glue, no messes, anything like that. We cut to size. We can do lots of different patterns. And we are actually positioning that brand to be all things for temporary spaces. So not just wallpaper. We've got some future plans coming with that branding. And because the whole thing about the wallpaper is that it's temporary. It can sit there for 6 months or a year or 2 years or whatever you want to do with it. Mm-hmm. But you're not stuck with it if you don't, no pun intended, you're not stuck with it forever. And to pull it off your wall isn't going to ruin your wall, right?
Right.
So we're working with that brand. It's been fun. It's about 2 years old at this point. And as with all of our brands, all these products are manufactured right here.
Really?
Vidalia Natchez. Nothing's outsourced. Well, we had one piece that was outsourced, and actually the equipment for it that we ordered, the last piece of a mat manufacturing process, just landed. The equipment just landed in Houston on a cargo ship and is being trucked here. And it was the last thing that we ordered from China.
Wow.
So we're bringing something from China to be made here instead.
There you go. Yeah.
Well,
I'd rather produce it here than produce it there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
More jobs.
I was really admiring the color and the patterns of those wallpapers. I mean, I'm not far from a wallpaper expert. Mm-hmm. I have tried to put it up before and even tried to take it down, and neither were very successful.
Yeah.
But absolutely gorgeous. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Beautiful stuff.
Thank you.
Do you have a creative department that comes up with all these designs and patterns?
You know, kind of. We do have in-house graphic designers, and then we also, each brand has a brand manager, so they also are very involved in their product development directly. We try to, as a team, give them as much ownership over their brand as possible. So while we do have a team of some graphic designers in-house, a variety of people, it's more by committee. We have a lot of creative people, I guess you would say, that work for us in general. Mm-hmm. So it's not just this one person designs everything, but everybody kind of pitches in and helps out with it. And so that's been kind of fun to see different people's tastes and takes. But as far as the wallpaper, you know, our brand manager, Jenny, probably is the most involved with the pattern creation, mm-hmm. Right now. And so she does a really good job kind of trying to push out hopefully a new pattern every week. That's kind of our goal. And we think that, you know, a pattern a week kind of keeps it fresh and keeps something new coming in. And then you can take a pattern and simply, you know, add different color schemes to it, a blue scheme over here and then a pink, but it's the same pattern. So you give people mm-hmm. lots of different choices that
right.
way.
And is that just, let's use the term regular paper, but is that vinyl or just purely paper? Or
it is a vinyl type product. It's a, we used to have a woven version of it. We've kind of moved to this slightly different type of material that's a little bit better. But yeah, it's a vinyl type product, but it's not a slick vinyl like you think for like sticker that you put on your car
right.
or something. This
mm-hmm.
is a more flexible, a thicker material that you can do a lot more with, and it's very forgiving. So if you bubble it up or stick it on itself, just pull it back apart and keep going.
All right.
Doesn't hurt anything.
Interesting. Wow, I am so excited about your growth, and I'm sure you and your family are. Now, your mom and dad had the T-shirt business back in 2008, is that correct? And you took it from, was that your idea?
Yeah, so actually I was volunteer coaching a Pee Wee football team with my friends in high school, and my dad had a screen printing machine. He had never used it, and I don't still to this day really know why he had it. He bought it. Used from somebody and hauled it home and had it set up, but never done anything with it. And so we printed T-shirts for the parents and sisters and brothers of the Pee Wee football team that we were coaching. And that's how we got started. That was the start of Southern Designs. We printed the T-shirts, and then the other team started asking, hey, will you print them for our fans, our parents and relatives? Yeah. And we said, yeah. And we were selling them, you know, $10 a pop or whatever we were doing. And That's how we got started. Wow. And my dad owns a building in Vidalia that he leases out commercial space, and he did lend me some space for a while I got started. And my parents have been super supportive, my grandparents, my family, my friends. Everybody's been so supportive in general. And you know, once again, what a community to help each other out and kind of get this thing going. This isn't just me or just my brother, you know.
Yeah, it's the community.
Yep.
Well, God bless you for all you've done and what you're going to be doing. Sounds Thank like you, you got more on the plate ahead of you than behind you. And that's
what did you say earlier? We're always looking forward, not behind.
There you go. There you go. Tance, thank you so much for being with us today. Anything Thanks. Else you want to throw out that we haven't brought up?
Excited to be bringing PJ's Coffee to the community. That
you
might
must
not
be
sound
a cafe
like the,
freak,
I am. Well, right before this started, I said, hey, after this is over, y'all got a coffee pot somewhere here. I've already had a couple cups this morning. I need another one. No, I'm excited to bring something to this community that I think has been needed. Yeah, we have, you know, a couple coffee shops, but not like this in the sense of, you know, people are looking for that drive-through option, but mm-hmm. that gourmet, nice coffee shop option that we don't have here. I mean, you hear people all the time complain that about things we don't have. I wish we had a Chick-fil-A. I wish we had a Starbucks. I wish we had a this and that. Well, this is better than Starbucks, and it's relatable to our community, the New Orleans theme, the brand flavors that you all know and love, king cake and these kinds of things,
Ooh,
you
yeah.
know, things that a Starbucks wouldn't even have.
Yeah,
so
right.
really excited to bring that to the community and, you know, add an amenity, I think, that is sorely needed here. So that's the plug. That's not even I don't even make any money from that yet. My big business, my building and all that's great, but I'm plugging PJ's because I'm so excited for coffee. I am.
You should be a radio guy.
Margaret won't give me a job. She's never offered me a job, and every time I chat with her, we talk about all these things, but she's never asked me to come work for her, and I don't know why.
All right. Well, that's good stuff. So PJ's, that's an existing brand already?
PJ's yeah. is a franchise. They have about 100 and some odd locations, 130, 140 locations. They're based in New Orleans, technically in Mandeville now, Ballard Brands. And my brother and I purchased our first franchise of that brand to locate out front there. But, yeah, they're all over. You know, I know there's one in Macomb, one in Brookhaven. So if you guys want to go get a taste of that before it comes here, they've got them over there, got them all over New Orleans and Baton Rouge, and they're expanding into Texas and Florida. Right.
And Natchez, you know, Vidalia.
And now Natchez, Vidalia.
Yeah, yeah. Indeed. All right, so that's going to be your everyday hangout starting the day off?
Absolutely.
I bet.
Absolutely.
All right. Tance, thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, Roscoe.
We enjoyed the visit, and let us know when we can talk about, you know, if there's anything we can do in spreading the word on jobs available.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Thank you so much. Tance Hughes, everybody, and Southern Designs and Gifts, MetalUnlimited.com, CutMaps.com, and Carter and Main. .com. Check all those websites out. They're really, really cool. And a good job. Continued success to you, sir.
Thank you.